Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a quick video on three common myths of the Big Bang Theory. Myth number one about the Big Bang Theory is that the Big Bang Theory is a relatively new theory. Because what they're going to tell you in school, what they're going to tell you in science class, is that the Big Bang Theory is the most up-to-date theory to explain the origin of the universe, and it was first came out in the 1920s. And by George Lemay, who was a Belgian priest who came up with this theory. And they say it's a new theory that we've come up to because we've learned more about math and science and we understand the universe better. We've discovered that everything started from a Big Bang. Well, this theory that they supposedly say started in the 1920s actually started thousands of years ago. This is not a new theory. It's the same old theory. There's nothing new under the sun. It's the same theory that's been repackaged for thousands of years. And look, I haven't studied ancient scientific records, but what I have done is studied various ancient religions and religious texts and sacred texts for just my educational purposes as I preach sermons and things such as that. And so I've come across three different religions that thousands of years ago were teaching something that was very similar to the Big Bang Theory. Now, they didn't call it the Big Bang Theory, but it's the same thing, that there was just chaos and everything just emerged. Just it was here and then boom, everything just kind of is how it is today. It just kind of came out of nothing. One of them is from the philosophy of Taoism or Taoism. And their most sacred text is the Tao Te Ching, which was written by Lao Tzu, and he predates Jesus Christ. I have personally read the Tao Te Ching two times. And so when I was reading it, I just kind of came across how they explain the origin of the universe and the origin of what we see today. And I was like, huh, sounds a lot like the Big Bang Theory. And so when it comes to the religion of Taoism, they don't necessarily believe in a creator God. It's a philosophy that basically denies the existence of God. Obviously, some people that follow Taoism probably believe in God, but it's not a necessity to believe in God. And they say there is no creator God, that just it kind of created itself. It's just this force that just kind of happened. And so this comes from thousands of years ago. And in the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu himself, he writes about how this is not this new theory he's proposing, but following the Tao is something that the ancient fathers did in China. So basically he's telling you way before my time, they were following this in China already. So basically ever since the flood, this sort of theory, whenever people first came to China, they were basically teaching this sort of philosophy, just denying the existence of God, because there have always been people trying to deny the existence of God. So Taoism was teaching this thousands of years ago. And you can go online on Google and ask people this question, you know, did Taoism teach the Big Bang Theory? And what people are going to say is, well, I mean, Taoism is a philosophical idea, and the Big Bang Theory is a scientific idea. Therefore, they're completely different from one another, even though they roughly teach the exact same thing. And so all we're seeing is the same theories that are being repackaged and very slightly changed or given different names. And then people are saying this is a brand new theory that we've just discovered because we're geniuses. As scientists, we've discovered this new thing. We understand the universe. We've proved there is no God, which is the ultimate goal of these scientists. They do not want to believe in God. But Taoism was teaching the Big Bang Theory or something very similar thousands of years ago. And so Taoism is one example. Another example is Greek mythology. So when it comes to Greek mythology, they don't have a sacred text or a sacred scripture like other religions have or other philosophies have. They don't have a main scripture. I mean, the Iliad and the Odyssey are kind of like the main ones, but I don't really believe anybody took those as literal facts. They were just kind of interesting stories that were passed around. Every culture, every country, they have had various myths they passed around, and people don't really believe it as 2 plus 3 equals 5, but they had two different ideas for the origin of the universe, and one of them is just kind of like a ridiculous idea that involves mythology, and the other one is just as ridiculous, actually, but it's very similar to the Big Bang Theory, and you can go on Google once again, and people discuss it and talk about, wow, there's a lot of similarities with the Big Bang Theory. There was just all this chaos, and then boom, everything emerged. Because it's not a new theory. There's nothing new under the sun. They just called it a different name. But look, 2 plus 3 is the same as 3 plus 2, okay? Yes, they put a bow on it, they put a different color, they repainted it, it's still the same car, okay? It's still the same theory, it's still the same thing. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, another philosophical idea or religious belief that I just started reading was the Kojiki from the religion of Shinto in Japan. And so when I'm reading it, it sounds very similar. They don't have this creator god. They say the gods or the kami basically evolved from this chaos that just boom, all of a sudden, all we have the earth, we have the sun, we have the stars, we have the kami, which are like spirits or gods, you know, not quite a direct translation to gods, but that's kind of how they translate it. But basically, there's just chaos and here we are. So look, this is China. This is Japan. This is the ancient Greeks. Those were three pretty big civilizations. They covered a large population, a large number of people, and they were teaching something very similar to the Big Bang Theory. You say, why? Because the Big Bang Theory did not start in the 1920s. It's just repackaged and slightly changed, and science wants you to think they're becoming so educated because they want to deny the existence of God. So myth number one about the Big Bang Theory is that the Big Bang Theory is a new theory that's less than 100 years old. It's actually just the same repackaged garbage that people were teaching from the beginning. Right, since the very beginning, 6,000 plus years ago. And so myth number one is that the Big Bang Theory is a new theory. Myth number two is that the Big Bang Theory started everything, or that the Big Bang Theory, the leading scientists, believed it started everything. They never believed that the Big Bang Theory was actually the start of everything. They thought the Big Bang Theory was the origin of the universe. But they're being very misleading, because when a normal person hears the origin of the universe, we're thinking, okay, this is the origin of everything, and there was nothing before that. That's actually not what they were saying. They were just being misleading with their words. Now, I'm sure many science teachers would have been vainly repeating this without understanding that they're being lied to, and they don't understand what's actually being taught at the high levels of this damnable sort of idea. But they always understood they have a logical inconsistency, because if the Big Bang starts at this point, what came before that? And they never had an answer to that. And they understood that they never had an answer to that. So that's something they always had a problem with. So they've started to change the theory through time with the Big Bang Theory. One thing they teach is that there is just kind of oscillation that occurs, where basically, you know, the universe is this big, and then it becomes this big, and it becomes this big, and it becomes this big. So they'll say, well, the Big Bang Theory was 18 to 20 billion years ago, and that's the origin of the universe, but this Big Bang Theory has happened many times before. So they don't actually believe it's the origin of everything, because scientists or atheists, they like to say, well, wait a minute, where did God come from? But they can't answer where the world came from. They can't go to the very beginning, and they understand that. Even with the Big Bang, they're explaining that they think the Earth is 4.6 billion years old, the universe is 18 to 20 billion years, but they have a logical inconsistency there. We actually have someone at our church who used to be an atheist. He grew up in Europe, and he became an atheist. He started to question God because he was learning about the Big Bang Theory and this science, falsely so-called. And then all of a sudden, he said he started to question that, though, because he said, well, what about before the Big Bang Theory? And they have this logical inconsistency, and they just avoid that question, the origin of everything, because of the fact they don't have an answer. And they make you think that they have an answer when they don't. And so, to understand this, we need to understand what the end goal of the Big Bang Theory is. The end goal of the Big Bang Theory is not to understand space and the sun and the moon. The end goal is to explain away the existence of God. Now, the Big Bang Theory would explain away the existence of the God of the Bible, because there's no way you can read the Bible and walk away and say, wow, this fits with the Big Bang Theory. Now, what's interesting, when this theory first came out in the 1920s, or when it became popularized by George LeMay, which they say is a new theory, the Pope at the time, Pope Pius XII, he said, man, this theory is great. This gives validity to the Catholic Church and proves we're the true church and proves that what we believe is correct. It's like, how can you walk away from the Bible and say that fits with the Big Bang Theory? But see, the Big Bang Theory, they never believe it started everything. A famous physicist by the name of Brian Cox, I listened to him on the Joe Rogan podcast. And Joe Rogan is, you know, has a famous podcast. He does announcing for the UFC. He used to be in Fear Factor and everything. Pretty famous guy. And as far as I know, I believe he's an atheist, or he's agnostic. He's definitely not like a Bible-believing Christian by any means. And so he has various religious people on here. And Brian Cox is a famous physicist. And, you know, what he said is this: if the universe is eternal, and it might be, it might not have had a beginning. If it's eternal, what place is there for a creator? And later on he says, it might be eternal and we might discover that. Because the question is, well, where does God fit into this idea of a universe if there's a Big Bang? And then Brian Cox brings up the idea, well, maybe the universe is not, didn't just originate from a Big Bang. Maybe it's eternal. And see, here's the thing. The only way to explain away the existence of God is if the universe is actually eternal. And what they're trying to prove is that the universe is eternal, which means you don't need a God to actually start everything. And so the end goal of these scientists is not to understand what's out there. Their end way is to be able to make a way to explain away the existence of God. Because these are people that hold the truth in unrighteousness. They don't care what the facts are. It doesn't matter that there's a million facts that show that what they're saying makes no sense whatsoever. They just want to believe in this because they don't want to believe in God. But the only way is if they can prove the universe is eternal. And they must believe the universe is actually eternal, that there was no beginning. This is why Stephen Hawking, this was something he was trying to do when he was dying, and he had a theory out there with another man, and they were talking about this, about how the universe was eternal. That was a goal that he was trying to prove, because that's the only way you could explain away the existence of God. These are people that hate God and don't want anybody to believe in God. They're just trying to explain away the existence of God. The Big Bang Theory, number one, it's not a new theory. Number two, they never believed it actually started everything. They always understood they have a logical inconsistency. They just avoided that. And number three, the Big Bang Theory is not scientific or mathematical at all. Now, this is already a long video, so I don't want to go through all the facts, but there are just a million logical inconsistencies with the Big Bang Theory, a million things that don't make sense at all. One thing I wanted to mention is that the Big Bang Theory would contradict the law of the conservation of angular momentum. This is something you learn in physics class very early on, and it's interesting because these head people that are supporting the Big Bang Theory and promoting it, these are people that are physicists. And it's like, you know what, in their early classes that already contradicted, you know, basically their early classes of the law of the conservation of angular momentum. God's taking them in their own craftiness, as the Bible says, that just shows their foolishness. But the law of the conservation of angular momentum is basically that, you know, the spin or the rotation of an object is not going to change unless there's something to redirect it. And so a dictionary definition I have here is the law of conservation of angular momentum states that when no external torque acts on an object, no change of angular momentum will occur. In addition to that, you need to have basically a frictionless environment. So if all of the matter was condensed into the size of a dot, and everything was just in this small little dot, which is what they'll say in these science books, and basically it just kind of explodes, then everything should be rotating in the same direction. It's like, for example, if you're on a merry-go-round, is the example I've heard, and you have, you know, it's spinning, and then a couple kids let go, their spin is going to maintain in the same direction as they fly off. They're not going to start spinning the other direction. They're going to fly off, but their spin stays in the same direction. It's the law of the conservation. The angular momentum is conserved. And so here's the thing. If the Big Bang Theory happened, everything should be rotating in the same direction, okay? Well, here's the thing. Not all planets actually rotate in the same direction. Now, seven of the planets actually rotate counterclockwise on their axis, but Venus rotates clockwise, and then Uranus basically rotates on its side. And so not all of the planets actually rotate in the same direction on their axis, and there's also many moons that rotate in different directions. And you say, why? Why would that be the case? Like, what's the purpose of that? Well, I believe that God is just trying to make the Big Bang Theory look stupid, that it's not scientific, it breaks basic laws of math and logic and science. There's many ways that it is actually disproven. And so look, this is not a scientific theory, it's a religious theory. They're trying to explain away the existence of God, and this is the best they've got. You say, why don't they have some other theory that's coming out here? They don't have anything better. And they've been teaching this for thousands of years, going all the way back to China, Japan, Greece, and look, I'm sure all over the world. And what we're seeing is a rise of atheism a rise of God haters as we're getting closer to the end, and we're going to see a rise in just foolishness. And they want to explain away the existence of God. And look, this is the best theory they have. And look, they think that they're so wise. They look at the Big Bang Theory and they're like, this is so intelligent. It makes perfect sense. We have all these equations. And then us as Bible-believing Christians, we look at them that say they're so wise and they're actually the biggest fools in the world. They look at us and they think we're foolish to believe in a creator God. But we look at them and we're like, man, it's pretty foolish to say that everything was just condensed into the size of a dot and it just exploded. And then just here we are today. It's ludicrous. It doesn't make any sense. The Big Bang Theory is just a complete hoax. It's garbage. And the end goal is to try to say the universe is eternal to explain away the existence of God. Thank you, and God bless.